All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord this morning. My cup runneth over. That's what I'm going to preach on this morning. My cup runneth over. If you would, turn to Psalms 23. If you, when you get there, let's please stand and honor God's word. The 23rd Psalm this morning. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, Father, I thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have to gather here. I want to thank you, Father, for your mercy and for your grace and for all that you bestowed upon us. I want to thank you for how that you've watched and cared over for us, Lord. You are so good to us. You've blessed us beyond measure, Father. Lord, I ask you, Father, to be with the church here this morning. Be with those that are here. Open up their hearts and their minds and their ears, Lord. And Father, we will give you the praise for it all. And Lord, I pray that the anointing would be upon it. In Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated. My cup runneth over. Repeat it with me. My cup runneth over. You may leave out of this service this morning. And you, the devil may meet you at that door right there when you go out of it. I don't know. There may be stumbling blocks put in your way down through this week. Maybe multiple ones put in your way down through this week. But can I tell you this morning, your cup runneth over if you're a Christian here this morning. Because the devil is not in charge of your cup. Amen? The devil is not the one that is in charge of your cup this morning. Because you may be going through a literal hell on earth this morning. But the devil is not in charge of your cup. Amen? Your finances may be in a shambles this morning. But child of God, remember this. The devil is not in charge of your cup this morning. Your health may be failing. The devil is not in charge of your cup. Your families may be falling apart. Your spouse may have left you. But can I tell you this morning, the devil is not in charge of your cup this morning. Can I have an amen? Amen. You may be feeling discouraged. I'm telling you, everybody gets to feeling discouraged. But I found out the devil's not in charge of my cup when I get discouraged. He's not in charge of it. But let me lay it out to you this morning. Your cup still runneth over. Why? Because you've got God in charge of your cup this morning. Your cup runs over and the devil and all his minions can't do one thing about it when your cup runneth over. Because the devil's not in charge of the water supply. Can I have an amen? He's not in charge of the water supply this morning. Praise God, I serve the one. My father owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. He's in charge of my cup this morning. I don't go out here, as the song says, Lord, I'm not here because of feelings. I'm not here because you owe me anything this morning. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Listen, you know what he was up against? He was hedged in. He was surrounded. He was facing what seemed like an ultimate defeat in his life. David is talking about the dark and the fearful experiences that he had during his life. Yet he goes on to say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And can I tell you, that still holds true today. How can you say that, preacher? Because if the Spirit of God is flowing through you, if you're washed in the blood and you're born again this morning, you can have a hope that goes beyond this world. Goes beyond what the doctor tells you. Goes beyond anything. Praise God, my cup runneth over, and I know yours can too. You will not leave this world without troubles. Jesus told us that you will not leave this world without troubles. He says, these things I have spoken to you. I've said it before, that you and you in me, you may have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulations. Mark it down. There are going to be times in your life you're going to face things that you don't understand. But can I tell you, your cup still runneth over if you know Jesus this morning. Listen, your health may go, but the cup stays. Amen? Your finances may go, but your cup stays. A so-called friend may hurt you, but your cup stays. Your family may be disintegrated, but the cup stays. You may lose loved ones to death, but can I tell you, your cup can stay. Hang on to God's hand. Hang on to Jesus' hand. Praise His name this morning. That my cup runneth over, and I know He'll do the same for everyone this morning. Brother and sister, God be for us. It doesn't matter who or what is against us. Amen? Doesn't matter. What's on comes against, no matter what it is, who or what comes against us, it doesn't matter because our cup runneth over. Our cup runneth over because of His mercy. Can I have an amen this morning? Amen. 1 Peter 3 and 4 says this: Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus, which according to His abundant mercy. Amen. I tell you what, I am thankful that His mercy is abundant this morning. I am thankful that He just didn't shove me to the curb one day. I am thankful that He showed me that there's more to this than what I thought there was. As for heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. In Lamentations 3, 22 and 25, I love it. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Amen? Because His compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And the Lord is my portion. I'm here to tell you this morning. The Lord is my portion this morning. How about you this morning? How about you? Is the Lord your portion this morning? Is He your all in all this morning? Are you trusting in anything else in this world? The Lord is my portion this morning. And saith my soul, therefore will I hope in Him, have hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. My cup runneth over this morning because of His mercy towards me. My cup runneth over this morning because of His abundant grace He has shown. 1 Timothy 1:12 and 15. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant. You don't think His grace is abundant to you? Praise God, just look in the mirror sometime and see where He has brought you from. Because I can tell you where He brought this old boy from. And my cup runneth over this morning. My cup runneth over because of the grace and the mercy that He has shown me down through the years. When it comes to these, I don't just want to have a cup of it. Do you understand me? I don't want just my cup to run over. Greg, I want a dump truck full of it. I want a dump truck that's loaded and full and running over. Praise God. I want all the mercy and the grace that He can give me. If it's exceeding by abundant, I believe it's exceeding and it's abundant. Amen. Before you leave this building this morning, understand this. Every one of us, I wrote this down. God is not stingy. He's not. And what God did for David, He can do for you. Peter once said of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Not whatsoever. What He's done for others, He can do for you. And can I tell you this? He's not on the minimal daily requirement plan. He's not on the minimal daily requirement plan. Our God has maximum abundance and grace, and I praise Him this morning for that. God enjoys blessing His people no matter the circumstances in your life. How do you know that, preacher? Because He's done it for me and because His Word says it. Listen to this. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Now listen to this. This is in Psalms 35, 27. Which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Can I have an amen? Amen. My cup runneth over this morning. Absolutely. Don't underestimate God. What he's able to do, accomplish in a willing vessel this morning. But can I tell you, you've got to be willing. You've got to be willing. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Can I have an amen? Because listen to me. It's got to be according to the power that works within us. It has nothing to do with anybody else around you. It's according to the power that worketh in you. Amen? That's why we can say, my cup runneth over. When your cup runneth over, everything and everyone around you will get wet. Amen? Repeat this with me. When my cup runneth over, I'll be a blessing to others. Repeat that. When my cup runneth over, I will be a blessing to others. Amen. Amen. And when their cup runneth over, they will be a blessing to you and to others as well. Hey, the Bible, I'm going to give you some scriptures here in a minute that I didn't even know was in here. And as I got studying for this sermon, the Lord showed this to me, and I have got so blessed because of this. How do you know that? Turn to Proverbs 11:25. Turn to Proverbs 11:25. This is awesome. I've read the Bible a lot. I've heard a lot of preaching. But I didn't know this was in there. You guys probably did. I didn't. Proverbs 11:25. When you get here, say amen. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. You get that? Praise God this morning. Listen to me. He's telling you the more that you give, the more that you do, praise God, it's going to come back to you like the Bible said in the past. But I didn't know that was there. Listen, whenever you go out here and your cup overfloweth, it's going to go on to other people. And other people's going to get wet, Ron. Other people are going to get wet because of your cup overflowing, it will go to other people. In Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Running over. And shall man give into your bosom, and that the same measure that ye might withal, it shall be measured to you. You will live at the level in your cup, and you will be blessed at the same level you bless others with. Listen, if your cup's empty, if it's a quarter full, if it's half full, or if it's three quarters full, that's where you're going to be at spiritually. Can I have an amen? But I'm telling you, brother, I want my cup to be running over. But praise God, my cup runneth over. It can be overflowing. And when it is, you will be praising God in the middle of the storms. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. If you got something within you that can't bless the God of heaven, then this altar is open up here this morning. Because, brothers, if it's within you and God has saved you, I'm here to tell you, you will want to bless his holy name. This altar is open. Let's look at some rest of it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm telling you, my cup runneth over when I read scripture like that. Amen. Praise God. He is able to do all abundantly above anything that we think or that we ask. And brother says sometimes we limit God. But I'm telling you this morning, let your cup runneth over this morning. Amen. Don't just sip from it. Take big old gulps of it. Amen? People will be watching to see if you'll fall flat on your face. I'm guaranteeing you. To see if this Christian thing is real. Psalms 34 tells us, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. That should make you want to shout the house down this morning. Christians, our cup runneth over. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea? Though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof? There is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God. Amen. The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved, and God shall help her that right early. I'm telling you, my cup runneth over this morning. Thank God for memories. You say, why is that? Remember whenever Samson killed the lion over in Judges? Guess what he did? He said he rent that lion apart, just like it was a kid, just like it was a little lamb. Samson did that. Well, later on, Samson came back by, and there was honey in that carcass. Praise God. I love honey holes. I love honey holes. Praise God. You know, thank God for memories. There are going to be times in your life when you're in the battle, when you're fighting, and I'm here to tell you, God will remind you of the victories that you've already won. You may be down, you may be depressed, but praise God, he can remind you of the victories that you've already won. Thank God for those honey holes is what I call them, where I can go back and get, just like Samson, he went through and he killed that lion, but later on he come through and he got that honey out of it. There's going to be times we're going to need to go back and get, pull up those memories where God has done a work in our life before. Praise his name this morning. Listen, I thank God for stuff like that. I thank you for his mercy. There will be times in the midst of the battle, God will remind you of your past victories. Take my cup runners. Don't let the devil put you under his dirty little finger. Don't let him do that to you. He has no power over a child of God. We let him have that power. And God has allowed him sometimes to test us, but I'm here to tell you this morning, he has no power other than only what God gives him. The Bible tells me in Romans 8:37, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now let me finish with this, because I want to go to the New Testament with it. In John 6, if you would, turn to John 6 chapter, starting with the 5th verse. John 6, starting with verse 5. When Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him. I'm going to stop right there. Folks, God will test his children sometimes. Just understand that. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. For he himself knew what he would do. Jesus knew what he was going to do. Philip answered and said, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that everyone may take a little. You see, take a little? I'm here to tell you, my cup runneth over. My faith this morning says, I don't want to just take a little. Praise God. I want to gulp. My cup's been running. I want to believe that God is able to do above and beyond anything that I think. But he said, just take a little. We only got enough here where they can take a little. That they can't even take a little, Jesus. And he goes on to say, just a little, just enough to get by. Isn't that like some Christians today? Isn't that just like, I don't want just to get by. Praise God, I want to serve him with everything that I've got this morning. And I hope you do too. But it goes on to say, one of his disciples, Andrew, here's some more faith coming on. Simon Peter's brother saith unto him, there is a lad which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Praise his name. They underestimate the God that we serve. They looked at the circumstances instead of looking at what God has for them to do. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. We will always have a part in anything that God wants us to do. He told them to sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in numbers about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples first, And then disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. Can I tell you something I believe there? I believe there were some people there that still stood up. They didn't sit down. Brothers and sisters, if you don't do what God wants you to do, you're not going to get the blessings. You're not going to get the overflowing cup. I'm telling you, I believe there's some hard-headed people. Well, you know why I know that? Because I've dealt with them in churches down through the years. They don't want to do what the Bible says. They don't think that's for them. They don't think this is for them to do. They want to do it their way. I'm going to tell you this morning, you're going to do it God's way. You're not going to do it anyway. If God tells you to sit down, sit down. If God tells you to be quiet, be quiet. Praise God this morning. I'm telling you, listen to me, because I know there are people like that. I've dealt with them down through the years. And they don't want to obey anything. I believe there are some there that continue to stand. I don't care what he says. I'm not sitting on that grass. I can just hear him right now. It doesn't matter what the word says. I'll do it my way. We will always have to obey God if you want blessed. Always. If you want to consistently go about the grain, if you want to consistently go against the grain, you're going to consistently have trouble in your life in this Christian walk. It's just the way it's going to be. If you want your cup to overflow, my Bible tells me to obey is better than sacrifice. Amen? That's what it says. And likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. They didn't just take a little bit. You see what they did? My Bible tells me they pigged out. They pigged out. They ate till they were full. And after they were full, it said that they went on and what they did. I wrote this down because I thought this is the Lord's show. It was like the golden corral buffet of fish and bread. They continued to eat, right? They ate till they couldn't eat no more. God's like that, Ken. We can eat and eat and eat of his blessings and of his mercy and of his grace and of his spirit as much as we want. And and I'll tell you what, and there'll be some left over, but we can have it later. Praise his name. But they took up those baskets. They took them up. And it said when they were filled, they said, they didn't leave out of there wishing they had done something more. They didn't leave out of there wishing that, feeling that they weren't getting satisfied. I'm going to tell you this morning here. I'm going to be honest with you. If you leave this church this morning and you're not satisfied, if you leave this church this morning and you don't feel the Spirit of God moving in your heart, I'm telling you, you need to come to this altar. You need to get it right. I'm just here to tell you. God is telling us. He said he has a table spread. And he said the Bible and the song says he has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, Jesus said you can be filled. He said you can be filled. You can be filled. Your cup can runneth over. I'm just here to tell you this morning, I'm telling you, brothers, sisters, listen to me. Don't go for this half-hearted Christianity anymore. Listen, don't do that. That's not what it's about. You see people out here sometimes, and what they do is they think that, you know, that there's nothing to this church, and there's nothing to going to church, there's nothing to this Christianity. I'm here to tell you, they've never experienced the real thing. Because if you experience the real thing, I'm telling you, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about this morning. Amen. Jesus saved my soul, like I said, back in 1974. 70, and he saved me, and I'm telling you, there was no doubt in my mind. I got up out of that altar, no doubt. None. I knew, and I was one of those probably as skeptical as anybody. When I got up out of there, the Spirit of God was flowing through me and I knew it was real. No one was going to change my mind about that after that. Amen. It was real. Amen. It was real. And it took a hold of me and I've never looked back since. I want as much of those as I can. I want to be as filled as I can. I want God, my cup to continue to be overflowing. And I hope and pray that that's what you want here this morning. Belinda, come get a song. I'm telling you, God knows I need it. And can I tell you something this morning? I feel there's people out there, I feel in your heart, you know you need it. I think you know that you need it this morning. Praise his name this morning. My cup overfloweth. It overflows. Oh, praise his name.